From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado raised $636,000 in the third quarter of 2019 and had more than $1.5 million in his campaign account as of September 30th. His fundraising efforts have provided a giant lead for the freshman Democrat as he prepared for a re-election bid in 2020. Donald Trump won the 19th congressional district by 7 points in 2016, and the GOP has targeted Delgado, hoping to take back the seat next year. One of Delgado's potential Republican challengers, Anthony German, raised $50,000 during the quarter. Ola Hawatme reported $5,000, and Michael Roth reported no income. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a fourth-term Democrat from the 18th Congressional District, raised $268,000 in the third quarter and reported an available balance of $425,000. Chili Farley, the Republican planning to challenge Maloney next year, raised $150,000 in donations and reported $52,000 in-kind contribution from herself to her campaign, giving Farley's campaign $239,000 on hand. And you can read the full story at The Fray. Amanda Purcell and Sarah Tapton are reporting for Columbia Green Media on the report released this week by Pattern for Progress, a study of how the Hudson Valley is managing more than 10 years after the recession of 2007. The year-long study, Out of Alignment, was funded by the utility company Central Hudson Gas and Electric. The results were not encouraging. Jonathan Drapkin, CEO and president of the Newburgh-based nonprofit Pattern for Progress, said in a statement, and I quote, "The recovery from the Great Recession has proven to be uneven at best," end quote. The study found that residents are earning less, and despite lower than average unemployment statistics, the poverty rate is steadily climbing. Population is stagnant in the Hudson Valley, with all counties showing a decline in the number of births from 2007 to 2017. Drapkin said, and I quote, "The numbers are just staggering. We're not having kids," end quote. And while public school enrollment is rapidly declining, education costs are increasing. Between 2000 and 2001 and 2028 and 2029 school years, Columbia County is projected to lose 39% or more of its student population. Greene County is projected to lose 36%. Pattern for Progress researchers looked at a variety of factors, including medium income, public school enrollment, aging population, public school taxes, and health care. The research included data from the Mid and Upper Hudson Valley, including Orange, Putnam, Dutchess, Ulster, Sullivan, Greene, and Columbia counties. Part two of the study will look at solutions and ways to improve the region's economic environment. It is slated for release at an unspecified later date. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Ulster County Legislature, October 15th, approved a local law that requires restaurants to provide plastic straws, stirrers, cutlery, and condiment packages only when a customer asks for them. Residents who spoke during public comment period supported the move. Ulster County Legislator Kathy Nolan said, and I quote, "For stirrers and condiments in particular, there are good alternatives to plastic, and I hope we will be engaging in a cooperative way with the business community to make this transit, which will save them money, increase their reputation with the community, and continue Ulster County on the path to be a leader in decreasing our waste," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Peter Elopoulos is reporting for News 10 Albany. The majority of the 125 cases of pulmonary illness in New York are due to the use of black market THC cartridges, not nicotine e-cigs, according to the Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker. Zucker said his department are investigating what is making people sick. The death last week of a 17-year-old boy from the Bronx has been linked to a vaping-related illness. According to the Department of Health, lab tests found high levels of vitamin E acetate, a thickening chemical in each of the THC samples. One illegal THC product has actually been linked to almost every lung illness patient in New York, according to information published by the Department of Health. While Zucker, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Food and Drug Administration attribute illegal THC vaping to the illnesses, Cuomo is still pushing for a ban on legal, FDA-approved flavored nicotine e-cigs. And you can read the full story at news10.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.